As you no doubt know, the country is dealing with a nationwide shortage of baby formula. Latest stats, 40% of America's baby formula supplies are out of stock. That's up from 29%. That's a national number. Some areas, 50% or better has been the drop in availability of the product. The reasons, or more accurately, the reason for this was how the Abbott Lab facility in Sturgis, Michigan was shut down for unsanitary conditions. They're the maker of Similac. Formulas under Similac, Similac Alimentum and Elicare brands with an expiration date of April 1st, 2022 or later were recalled by the company and the FDA. Shutdown of the plant obviously greatly decreased formula production in the U.S. That's because Abbott all but owns the baby formula industry. So when this one facility went down, the shortage just quickly began. Abbott's one of only four baby formula producers in the country, and Abbott itself is responsible for 43% of the production. Marty Klotz, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, well, I guess now former White House Press Secretary, said toward the end of the week that the Biden administration's been monitoring the situation. Yeah, watch and wait. Great plan there. Meanwhile, FDA, CDC, they expect that manufacturing plant will be back up and running within the next couple of weeks, which is great. But it'll take more time than that to get the product actually on the shelves. Some say that could take up to another 10 weeks. So here's what pediatricians are telling parents what they should do and, well, maybe more importantly, what they should not do. Some of the do's include go with a generic baby formula. I know a lot of people hear that stomach issues can take place if you change formulas, so might be a little scary or cautious about this, but there are a lot of formulas out there that have essentially the same makeup and components. So just compare the container labels, one that you have that you've been using, with the other ones that you hopefully can find somehow somewhere. That's going to tell you your carbohydrate level, your protein level, and that's what you want to see to establish what's the right formula for your child. Of course, too, you always consult with your pediatrician before making a change like that as well. Speaking of which, see if your pediatrician has any samples available. If you can maybe combine them, if you have enough of the old formula with the new formula, you add a little bit of each one in, and you can slowly build into the new formula. So that'll be what's the majority of what's in the bottle. Just be aware that the first 24 or 48 hours, that's typically when your child's stomach might take a little time to adjust. Doesn't mean that it's the wrong formula for them. Just means the body's just adjusting to the change. Again, consult your physician on this idea, but try switching to whole milk or another type of milk once they're, important part here, 12 months old. You don't want to do that any earlier. Just again, check with your pediatrician before you do that kind of change. Now to the don'ts. Don't make this a DIY project. No homemade formulas. I know that there's a lot of places that are online offering recipes, selling recipes. Even though they're out there, there's no guarantee that you're getting your child what they need. Same time, we talked about combining an older or new. Don't dilute what you have, because your child won't be getting the nutrients that they need. Also, don't venture into the online marketplace. And I hope I don't need to tell you that, because if you don't know who's doing the dealing, you don't know how the formula has been stored, don't know if it's been opened before and repackaged, you don't know if anything's been added to it. So just don't even think about that. And as far as giving toddler formula to babies, again, that's a don't, because the toddler formula is obviously, right, made for toddlers, not for an infant. Some also advise against getting baby formula at the various dollar stores. Again, the same concerns like with the online marketplaces, storage, the source, expiration dates. Bottom line with this, if you're uncertain about what you're thinking of doing, then don't do it when it comes to your baby and baby formula.